Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome along to Sunday Central. Big program coming up. We'll kick it off with a look at the meeting at Spendthrift Australia Park. Werribee 8 events on the program there on a soft 7. Harry White's going to join me to go through that program. Ralphie's going to be along to talk footy thanks to the Ascot Vale Hotel. We'll have Ralphie on board. What a day for football yesterday. Some really entertaining contests. Trav Noonan's going to take us through Casterton. First there is at 11:15. First of the jumps races this afternoon before we jump onto the Form Express. Dubbo, Grafton, Narracourt, Rockhampton with Michael Charge. He's a whiz in the north of Queensland. Rob Orber's tips for Cranbourne for the trots meeting we'll have as well before George Ferrugia takes us on to the Greyhounds and the next of our racing commitments at 11:30 at Devonport. But a big couple of hours coming up, and we'll kick it off with a look at the program today at Spendthrift Australia Park Werribee. Harry White's on the line to join me. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this card at Spendthrift Australia Park today?
Well, as we know, it was transferred here. There's been a fair few scratchings. It's not the best card. It's certainly not the worst, but I'm confident between you and me, we'll have plenty of winners.
First event on the program is for the two-year-olds over the 1,100 metre. Scratchings here are 2, 4, 9, 10, 14, 16 and 17. Ben Allen picks up the ride on number one, Armed. Gulf of Aden is the favourite, $2.90. Had support throughout the morning. Greaves, $3.80. Heavy Duty, $4.80. LTC, $6.50. Grizzlies at $7.50. And then Taspanaro is a $19 chance. Gulf of Aden is the favourite for those that like omens or useless facts. Greaves steps out for the Hawks team. Greaves Street runs into the roundabout at the back of the 1,100 metre starting point there, Harry. So a bit of useless information for you for the first.
I love some useless information on a Sunday, Brendan. And I like Omen Betts too, and Fred Kersley, which we'll talk about later. But to kick off the card, I am happy to have one of the debutants on top, the Moroni runner, Heavy Duty. I thought his jump out was quite good. We've seen form emerge from that heat with Zapateo and Nazdana Quinellering their debut races at Geelong. I concede his breeding suggests that he probably will appreciate getting out over more ground, but from an ideal draw in an even race, I'm expecting him to prove competitive. Gulf of Aden set the pace first up at Sale, was only swamped late. He's fitter now, deservedly right in the market. LTC scratched at Ballarat on Friday in preference to this, has won a jump out leading into this preparation. And then Greaves, your omen bet I've got as next best must be a chance as well. 8, 15, 5 and 6.
8, 15, 5 and 6 from Harry. Greaves is in the numbers. It's not on top. I'm with 15 here. Gulf of Aden thought the run at Sale was really good. Werribee much more conducive to being up on the speed and kicking. The form Franks yesterday, sharp response, running really well at Caulfield. I think 15 can win and beat 7. Grizzlies went down the straight behind Profiteer back in December. Has been back to the jump outs. And I thought the recent jump out at Ballarat on the synthetic was really solid. Greaves goes in for third, number 6, and then 8, Heavy Duty on debut. 15, 7, 6, and 8 for mine in race number 1 on the program. On to race number 2. This is a maiden over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 4, 12, and 14. Rider for 15 exclusion zone is John Keating. Villancoulis is the favourite at $2. Aquilian, $2.25. Denali, 11, 12. Golden Banner, 15. Without a cause, steal the moment, 23. Are we with the which one of the favourites are we with here, Harry, in the second?
I am with Villancoulis. I thought apart from her and the other one in the market, Aquilian, it's a pretty thin maiden and one that Villancoulis should be winning. I mean, she placed in the Geelong Classic last prep. Kicking off straight over the mile's the right move. Likes to be on the speed. I think that class prevails, noting tongue tie goes on, winkers off. Aquilian did enough first up. What was his first Australian run? I reckon he just derives really good benefit from that. Golden Banner can be forward. Hasn't missed a minor money finish in his past four runs. Looks nicely placed to follow that trend. Take your pick for fourth. I've gone with Denali. 13, 1, 2, 8.
13.128 from Harry. I'm with 13 as well. Vinna Coolis. Just go back to mid-last preparation. She was competitive on soft ground behind Redwood Shadow and then wasn't all that far away behind Phenomenal Dancer when she was a beaten favourite at Kyneton. So she does get through the ground fresh up. I think she can win and beat Aquilian. Can only improve off what we've seen at Bendigo behind Ulster. 8 Denali going in for third. I thought it was a sound return there at Geelong on the soft 5. And then 7 Without a Cause might be an improver. 13.18 and 7 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the program is a 1400 metre maiden. Scratchings here from the third of 3, 5, 6, 8, 14 and 15. Rider for 17 at Cheneford is Reese McLeod. Atomic Rock is the favourite at 240. Take Me North 350. Smoke and Gin at 650. Bedford Estate 9. Chelsea Toff at 10. And then Paraniti is a $12 chance.
Yeah, look, the price is gone now with number 13, Smoke and Gin. I'm with him anyway. Ben Ascari let the cat out of the bag last night with an early look at the meeting and some scratchings as well. He's a two-year-old taking on the older horses. Went around at 50-1 on debut, which I thought his debut was quite okay. Was snagged back from a wide gate. Was so far back, he almost got disconnected with the field, but warmed up and got through the line well out wide. Noting it was a fast-run race over 1,100 metres, I just think he'll relish this trip and can run a race. Was it a big price? Not so much now. Atomic Rock, the obvious danger. He's been rolled as odds-on favourite in both runs this prep, but was unlucky at Edenhope last time out. He's knocking on the door, and you can get a nice enough price about him here, I suppose. Better than odds-on in the other two runs. Take Me North seemed to peak on his run in the straight, but then came again late to finish second on debut, and we'll have fans on that effort. Chelsea Toff next best. 13.179.
13.179 from Harry. I'm going with 7 Take Me North here of those that I thought were going to be competitive in the race. He might be the one that can take a sit closer to the speed than most, which is always an advantage going around the Werribee circuit. Covered ground at Bendigo, thought a solid debut behind Thunder Point, who they put plenty on. Atomic Rock was narrowly beaten fresh and then got a mile out of his ground at Edenhope. Not a place where you want to be getting too far back, nor is Spendthrift Australia Park. But nonetheless, the run there was good, and he's third up out to having another go at the 1400 metres. So expect him to be finishing off. 9 Chelsea Toff got through the wet at Mornington last time out, and then 13, which is Smoke and Gin. Just don't want to see him conceding as much of a start as he did there at Sale, but he did get through the ground. 7, 1, 9, and 13 for me in race number 3. On to the fourth event on the program. This is a class 1 over 1400 metres. Scratchings here are 5 Alfoil and 6 Santiro. Worsfold is the favourite here at $2.80. Highland Jack $3.60. Fortune Ahead $4.40. Paulina $5.50 out to Redmick at $11 with Capital Zoos.
Number 2, Fortune Ahead, has had the benefit of a first up run, whereas the main market dangers haven't. I thought he finished well, clearly looking for further. Maps to settle closer in the run here, that's the key. Was a second up winner last prep, albeit in maiden grade, but it was on heavy going, so we know the horse gets through the ground. Highland Jack, number 1, is the clear class horse of the race, but a recent jump out was average. He's also best over more ground, but on race day form, I think class can carry him a long way. Walsford resuming with blinkers on, I couldn't find a jump out for. He kicked off over the mile last preparation, so I'm curious about him over 7 furlongs. And then Paulina, yet to miss a top 3 finish in 5 career runs, finally broke through at the back end of last prep over the mile. 2.178.
2.178 from Harry. I'm going to go with the favourite here, Worsfold. If you haven't seen it, go back and have a look at his win at Strathalbyn on debut. He was very, very good. Then he went to Morphettville and Murray Bridge and probably didn't run right up to those runs, but he's got the blinkers on today. I might expect him to be a little bit more forward than what we've seen in his 3 runs to date. And if he can get up close to the speed and possibly grab control of it, I think he'll be really hard to beat. Paulina going in for second resumes from a break, but is never far away from the money. 2 Fortune Ahead was a good return at Swan Hill. And then 1 Highland Jack. He was good fresh in November. He has to get through the wet ground and he's a little bit more effective over further and can concede a start at some time. So that might make it a little bit tough for him late, but happy to play with the seven here, Worsfold, 7821 in race number four. On to race number five on the program. This is for the Stayers, a benchmark 78 over the 2,600 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 7, 9, 10 and 11. Shakespeare, the $3.10 favourite. Cernan at $3.50. Royal Crown, $3.60. Sign Sealed delivered, $3.90. Punters really can't sort that top four out. Then Tolmac, 13. Napoleon, the chaser, is an $81 chance. Who are we siding with here, Harry?
Well, those top four you mentioned, Brendan, they all come through the same race at Hillside a few weeks back, over 2,400 metres on a heavy deck. That doesn't really make it easier to sort out. For me, I thought the horse out of that race to follow was Royal Crown. He raced on the inside of Cernan in the back half of the field, but I thought he was good late and the extra ground will suit. We know that he's run well out over 2,800 metres, so he'll see this out strongly. Cernan, I mentioned, I think he's the danger. Was a little wide, did have cover though, but still had the best run of the four, I thought. He'll be closer in the run, gets the run of the race here. Shakespeare was favourite in that race, was back, cluttered up. I still thought a little bit disappointing once he found clear running room. And Sign Seal Deliver was also disappointing, but best efforts prior were rock solid. They're all in the quaddie, 4, 6, 5, 2.
4, 6, 5, and 2 from Harry. I'm going to go with number two here in Sign Seal Deliver. I think this is a good opportunity for him to get right up on the speed and have a similar run to what she got on a heavy track at Warrnambool over the carnival, where he was able to go on and score. I know he was ordinary enough last time out there at Sandown over the 2,400 in the race where they all come through, but I think if he can grab a hold of this race from Barrier 3, John Allen just might be able to dictate, and the ones that are chasing all do like to really relax and build up through the line. So if he can pinch a march on them, he might be hard to run down here, Signed, Sealed, Delivered. The only problem is going to be what tactics they want to adapt with Tolmac, whether how much pressure he's going to apply throughout. But happy to take the two. On top of six, Cernan has a little bit of a weight advantage on some of his rivals. He was placed in that race at Sandown. He was disappointing, though, on the 2,600 metre run at Cranbourne the run prior. Five, Shakespeare, will appreciate getting out over a little bit more ground. And then Royal Crown, he's one that continues to run on and catch the eye, but then he has to stand up and be counted today and really finish strongly. But I'm happy to be with the two who will be closer to the speed. 2, 6, 5, and 4 for mine in race number five on the program. Race number six. Here's a benchmark 64. This race is over 1,600 metres. 1, 2, and 4 of the scratchings here. Betred looking to bounce off that win at Swan Hill as a $2.30 favourite. Get in the queue, 5. Jenkins, $5.50. Chip the Guy, $5.50. Diaquin, $6.13. Who doubted me?
I'm happy to stick with Betred. Coming off that last start win you mentioned over the trip, noting that second place getter Yulong Patrol has since placed again in a benchmark 70. A second to Literati Tubac is also a handy enough form reference. I can see he places a lot more than he wins, and I've been in his corner plenty of times, but it is a really, really nice race for him. Blinkers come off Diaquin. Look, she's a solid horse, loves it wet, just does not win out of turn, and I thought she had her chance last time out. Jenkins, I thought, was the best of the rest. Then maybe get in the queue. But as I said, really nice race for Betred to win again. 3, 6, 5, 7.
3, 6, 5, 7 from Harry. On with 3, Betred as well. I thought he was a super win at Swan Hill. He got through the wet ground behind Literati at Ballarat 2 runs back. I think he can win this race again. 7, get in the queue in for second, run into a handy one on the synthetic at Ballarat, will be better for that run. Has to adapt to the wet ground though. 9, Who Doubted Me, was a third up winner last preparation and was a solid effort on the heavy ground at Sale last time out over 1,400 metres. And then 6, Diaquin. She has to be respected because of her stats on wet ground, but I thought, as Harry said, I thought she had her chance there at Geelong last time out. 3, 7, 9, and 6 for mine in race number 6. On to race number 7 on the card. This is a 0 to 58 over 1,100 metres. Put the pin through 1, 3 and 4. Kimberly Spirit is the favourite, $3.50. You know Veloce at $4. $5 Akakan, Terracotta, $5.50. Trotsy and Rye Boy a $10 chance with Next Generation.
Is this the race, Brendan, where we go and get a cup of tea this afternoon, or a scotch or a beer or something? Because
possibly.
Yeah, well, the two most likely winners for mine were scratched, so the race has completely changed. It's a bit of a nightmare now. Terracotta, blinkers on, I think best efforts would be good enough, so she must be some chance, especially now. Rye Boy at a big price was sparking my interest enough prior to those scratchings to chuck into the quaddy as a knockout hope at odds. So in we go. Kimberly Spirit and Akakan, who hasn't won for ages, are the other key hopes. As I said, I think it's a bit of a lackluster race now. 9-6, 10-7.
9-6, 10-7 from Harry. I'm going to tip Nuno Veloce. Was close at Ballarat last time out. She ran a really good race fresh at Werribee when she got back and darted through late. I think maybe a cold ride and the brakes go her way. Nuno Veloce might be able to score in this race. She was a much better price prior to the scratchings and even prior to this morning as well. Happy to have a little spec on Nuno Veloce. $4 probably getting in a bit tight now though. Seven goes in for second. That's Akakan for the John O'Connor stable at Morfettville. Whenever he brings one to Melbourne, you have to stand up and take notice, but he's coming to Werribee on a Sunday. In for third, number 10, which is Kimberly Spirit, who'll now start favourite, and then Terracotta, number 9. 8-7, 10-9 for mine in race number 7. Race number 8 on the program is the final event, the Werribee Cup, Sunday, December 5, benchmark 64, 1,100 metres the distance for the last. Scratchings from this event are 7, 8, 9, 10, 13 and 14. Rolls, $2.90. Marketing, $3.40. American Saint, $5.650. Jacoby Queen, $9.50. Snappy Magnus. Battle Master is a $13 chance. How do we close the program at Spendthrift Australia Park, Werribee, Harry?
With little confidence, Brendan, but with American Saint on top. Thought her recent trial was good. She went around as favourite first up last prep, albeit obviously in a maiden. Her form's interesting. Best efforts and even luck, I think, can see her go close here. Noting Winkers go on. Marketing comes through stronger races. Was good at the back end of last start. Likes wet ground. Does get back, so watch for him late. Conversely, Rolls will go forward, resuming for Matty Raymond, ex-Lindsay Smith. He should be in it for a long way, and Jacoby Queen can go into the quaddy as well. 12-5 to 11.
5-12 to 11 in race number 8. I'm going with the American Saint as well. Interesting, an American filly that's pretty effective at 1,200 metres. I thought her trial was good enough at Traralgon in preparation for this. She wasn't that far away fresh last preparation. She just has to adapt to the ground. She was placed in heavy ground at 1,400 metres at her last run last time in. If she can land somewhere near the speed, I think she'll take some running down. Rolls in for second, but he's got me plenty of times, Rolls, so happy to put him in for minor money. Five, Marketing is always thereabouts, and then six, Go Jazz, gets back onto the turf. Wasn't overly bad at Wangaratta 2 runs ago when on the grass after going to the synthetic at Pakenham last time out. 12, 2, 5 and 6 for me in the final event on the pro. Graham, Harry, your best value quaddy and play for Spendthrift Australia Park, please.
Best race 6, number 3, Bet Red. Really, really nice race for that horse to win again. Value, still some about. Race 3, number 13, Smoke and Gin. Quaddy, first leg 2, 4, 5, 6. Second leg, Trim Up with numbers 3 and 6 only. Third leg, 6, 7, 9, 10. Last leg, 2, 5, 11, 12. I mentioned this man earlier, Brendan, player of the day. Fred Kersley. The jockey challenge at $4.60. I think John Allen is too short at $1.50, even though your selections would suggest otherwise. I think he can get the job done for us.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White with his thoughts there. My best bet for the day, race 6, number 3, Bet Red. I think he'll be winning value. I thought American Saint was good enough value there in the last race 8, number 12 for the quaddy. First leg 2, 4, 5 and 6. Second leg 3, 7. Third leg 7, 8, 9, 10. Bring it home 2, 5, 6 and 12. Play of the day, I think I'm just happy to back the best bet of the day. Race 6, number 3, Bet Red.